violent mauling of America.
They had rifles in the mall.
Aftermath of a bloody holiday weekend in Chicago.
We had a reprehensible amount of shootings and murders.
And too much snow.
Looked like we're in for a pretty hard winter.
Good morning. I'm Jim Taylor with the CBS World News Roundup. Mall madness. Violence in shopping malls across the country. Utter pandemonium at the Fox Valley Mall in Aurora, Illinois. CBS News correspondent Jerika Duncan reports.
Confused and panicked shoppers scrambled for building exits. Police say nearly 1,000 teens gathered at the mall before the brawl started around 6:30 last night. The mall closed for over an hour. At a shopping center in Elizabeth, New Jersey, officers armed with long rifles and riot shields searched the food court. Someone apparently shouted gun after a chair slammed. Hundreds ran for the exits. Video shows corridors choked as shoppers tried to get out. At least 8 people were injured. In Fort Worth, Texas, officers responded to reports of an active shooter, although it turned out there was no gunman. Police are still unsure about why nearly a dozen brawls happened around the country. In at least one situation, authorities say social media may have played a role.
Chicago violence, 12 people shot and killed over the holiday weekend. There are dozens more wounded.
All of a sudden I heard pop, 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 pop. Then there was a silence for a few seconds and then pop, 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 pop again.
Police say most of the victims of the violence, members of gangs.
They were targeted, knowing fully well that individuals would be at the homes of family and friends celebrating the holiday.
That's Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. At the new Landmark Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Cy Fields sounding a voice of despair.
It's very frustrating, because it seems like it just won't stop. Whether it's wintertime, summertime, holiday, whatever, it just continued barrage of killings and murders.
They made off with more than $1 million in furs from a store in Manhattan's upscale Upper East Side. As one store exec says, he can't believe something like this happened on civilized Madison Avenue. The thieves who struck on the holiday weekend throwing a brick through the front window. Store owner Dennis Bazo says the thieves took only the good stuff, including several Russian sable coats.
In the millions. These people knew what they were doing.
Surveillance video capturing one of the suspects being struck in the head by a metal beam while climbing through the shattered window. PETA officials say the theft serves Bazo right for peddling furs. There's a whole lot of snow covering a whole lot of the plains and the upper Midwest right now. CBS News correspondent Wendy Gillette.
Shovelers in Bismarck encountered some difficulty while snowblowers got a hearty workout.
I think I've done more this year than since I've owned a snowblower, and I've hand shoveled about 10 tons of snow.
In Minneapolis, gusty winds, some as high as 66 miles an hour, affected takeoffs and landings.
Super bumpy. We got a little motion sickness.
Chicago's Midway Airport led the nation in flight delays. Forecasters say the storm will also bring freezing rain and snow to New England.
3 tornadoes touching down in Kansas. Some damage, no injuries there. Power is out to thousands of customers in Nebraska and Iowa, Michigan and the Dakotas. Vera Rubin is dead. She was a pioneering astronomer among those who proved the existence of dark matter, about which we know very little. Princeton professor was 88. Panasonic will start helping carmaker Tesla in its production of solar panels and solar glass roofs. The Japanese company will be making the photovoltaic cells, that's what we used to call solar batteries, remembering, honoring what happened there 75 years ago this month. The governor of Hawaii, David Ige.
Aloha. On behalf of the people of Hawaii, I wanted to send a hearty welcome to Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
The Japanese Prime Minister and the American President at Pearl Harbor together. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The visit is meant to highlight the power of reconciliation that's turned Japan into one of America's closest allies and biggest trading partners. President Obama will put his Hawaiian holiday on pause to tour the USS Arizona Memorial with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
And now the president versus the president-elect. Here's CBS News correspondent Roxana Saberi.
In a hypothetical presidential race, President-elect Donald Trump says there's no way he would lose to President Obama, citing jobs, ISIS, and Obamacare as the reasons on Twitter. The comment came in response to a podcast interview the president gave to his former senior advisor, suggesting the contrary.
I'm confident that if I had run again, and articulated it, I think I could have mobilized a majority of the American people to rally behind it.
President-elect Trump.
Mr. Trump has been at odds with the sitting president in recent weeks for weighing in on a number of foreign policy issues before officially taking office.
Found the flight recorder from the Black Sea plane crash of a Russian military plane. All 92 on board were killed. Via Skype from Moscow, here's journalist Vladimir Kozlov.
According to the most recent reports by Russian news agencies, they have recovered one black box. Some agencies said it's the main black box, and now it'll take between a few days and a few weeks to actually get any information from it.
For now, Russia grounding all models of the plane that crashed. Investigators say pilot error or a technical fault, the likely causes. The plane was carrying dozens of Red Army choir singers and dancers to entertain Russian troops in Syria. Recaptured five of six inmates taking part in the Christmas jailbreak in Newport, Tennessee. They made their escape through a hole created by yanking a toilet off the wall.
They was able to kick out some concrete that was easily broken, along with some plumbing. And they kicked open a steel box unit that was covering the outside of the access.
Sheriff Armando Fonest sounding not too confident in his jail.
I wish that I could say that I was comfortable in housing inmates here, but this facility is falling apart.
Authorities say five of those inmates back behind bars by last night. Warriors fans are justified in their anger.
They throw it into Durant. Durant stumbles, falls down, throws it up. It's over. Cleveland wins.
The NBA says that is one of two calls blown in the final moments of Cleveland's win over Golden State on Christmas Day. Both helped the Cavaliers win. ABC announcer Mike Breen with that call. Cavaliers coach Tyronn Lue says no big deal. We lost a variety of diverse acting talents this year. CBS's Frank Settapani remembers.
Alan Young will be remembered for playing straight man to a Palomino.
You're my horse.
The star of Mr. Ed left us this year, as did TV Marshal Hugh O'Brien. Movie fans said goodbye to George Kennedy.
You don't listen much, do you, boy?
He, like Abe Vigoda, did comedy and drama equally well.
What's up, Doc?
Cartoon fans remember Joe Alasky, voice of Bugs Bunny.
Ensign Chekhov, Pavel Andreevich, sir.
Star Trek's Anton Yelchin died much too young.
What have I done?
What you did, Gene Wilder, was make audiences roar. You and the others will live on DVDs. Frank Settapani, CBS News.
At movie theaters over the holiday weekend, Rogue One holding on to the top spot at the box office. Star Wars making another $96 million. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, December 27th, 2016. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.